This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Budget Lumber. Melody Schwegel from Umpqua Actors Community Theater. Now we've got you on. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you doing?
We're doing good once we get the phone to cooperate. But let's talk about what has been going on with UAC. You're working now with UCC and have got a special theater production underway.
Yes, we actually opened Tick, Tick, Boom last week at the Umpqua Valley Arts Outdoor Stage, and it has been a great partnership, actually, and it's wonderful. It's giving this theater program a place to perform in the summer safely, and no, it's been wonderful.
So talk about kind of how you put all this together.
Well, because UCC campus is closed, it left the theater department kind of without a home to perform the production. And so they asked us if we were interested in partnering with them. And we said, well, we're not doing theater right now, inside. But, yeah, let's try to put this together. And Sandy McGee from the Umpqua Valley Arts said, yes, go ahead. Let's use the outdoor stage and let's see what we can do. And it ended up working great. So that's kind of how it all started.
And of course, that stage is right behind the Arts Center. It's one of the things that's used during the Arts Festival normally. And how much longer is this production going to run?
Well, we are only going on one more week. So this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 7 o'clock. And it's going to be a lot cooler this weekend than last weekend. So heat should be a problem this weekend.
And how do people get tickets?
Well, you can call the theater at 541-673-2125, and you can also purchase them at the gate if you'd like. But make sure you bring your lawn chairs, and you can bring a box of pizza if you want to enjoy a dinner out there, anything you'd like.
And talk about how you kind of keep the crowd and the stage. How do you have all that put together?
Well, the stage was the area is it's perfect. It's like a big little amphitheater in the park. And so myself and the UAC president, we went out there and we measured these 6x6 boxes in the lawn and made sure that they were all at least 6 feet. Some of them are 6.5 feet. Some of them are 7 feet apart, just to kind of get that configuration right. But social distancing is in full effect, and it works out really well. Everybody's very respectful of everybody's personal space out there, but it works great.
So it's been a challenging time to do theater. And as you mentioned, you guys hadn't been doing anything in a while. Talk about that.
Yeah, that was really tough. We did open the summer with a one-woman show in June, and that worked wonderful. And then just a couple weeks later, we had the indoor mandates where we had to put everybody had to have masks on in the theater, and we didn't know how the audience was going to respond to that, so we kind of held off on it. And so this project was a perfect way to open the doors to use the outdoor theater, because this is the first time we've ever used that stage.
So looking ahead, do you have any thoughts about going into the fall or the end of the summer?
I am so glad you asked that question, because we've been working on a program for kids. And we contacted about 7 kids in the community who are age 12, 13, and 14 years old. And we are going to be doing something we're calling Broadway Bound, and it's a youth musical review. And you have probably seen these kids before. A lot of them are from Jolaine. We've got some from Fremont Middle School. And I think a couple of these kids have now freshmen in high school. But they've been in a lot of UAC productions and productions at Jolaine. And but they're just some of the most talented kids in Douglas County. They're just so amazing. So yeah, that's coming up, and we're hoping to do that on the outdoor stage by Umpqua Valley Arts on September 18th, 19th, and 20th. That's what we're hoping right now. We haven't made anything official, but yeah, that's what we're looking forward to.
Well, it's time to kind of be creative, take all that creativity that you have as an actor and working in the theater, and now you've got to channel some of it a different way just to figure out how to pull things off.
Oh, absolutely. We have Zoom theater in the works as well. We had a couple of our board members do some seminars, online seminars, regarding how you transform, theater from the stage to the digital world. And so in the next couple weeks, maybe months, we will be doing some online theater as well.
Wow.
So just have to be creative and keep those creative juices flowing and as best as we can, because, you know, theater's in all of our lives and we just.
Yep. And talk about, again, remind people how to get tickets for this weekend and the production.
Yes. Tick, Tick, Boom will perform Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 7 o'clock on the Umpqua Valley Arts Stage. And you can get tickets by calling the theater at 541-673-2125. And you can also purchase them at the gate for just $10.
All right. Melody Schwegel of Umpqua Actors Community Theater, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. And this is the Morning Report with more in a moment.